Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing Switch podcast. I've been waiting so long to say that. Today, this is a bonus episode for everybody listening. Usually we post on Tuesdays, but this is a very special day. Animal Crossing Switch was just announced. Not just announced. It was like 6 hours ago now. But before we get into that, I want to make a very special, important announcement. Next episode that's coming out on Tuesday is going to be our 1 year anniversary episode. So if you've been listening to the show, watching on YouTube, part of the Discord, any way, you send messages on Twitter, whatever you do, I want you to find us, comment on YouTube, comment in Discord, maybe in the feedback channel if you are there, but I want you to leave us a note about the show, about Animal Crossing. We're going to be celebrating 1 year of doing this podcast. We want you to leave your message. It could be anything. It could be about the show, about Animal Crossing, about how stoked you are that Animal Crossing Switch is finally on the way.
Yes.
But please get those messages to us by Sunday. Sunday is when we record, usually Sunday evenings. Sergio's time is in Pacific time, so like 6 Pacific. If you get it in by then, I'm sure it'll be great. But yeah, please get that message in. So now, Sergio, how are you feeling? This is it. We've been waiting for this for so long.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Yes, this is the best day of the year, and next year's the best year of the millennium.
Yes, it's true. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure the 21st century is peaking very early. And only 19,
right?
That's gonna be the top year for this whole time.
Yes,
that's
yes.
It. I am so excited. So, okay, let's talk about how I guess Nintendo went about doing this whole announcement, right?
Yes.
So I was watching. I was here live in the chat, so there were people listening to me say things as I was as it was going on. So I'll give you just an idea real quick of what was going on. Isabel pops up and I was just like, oh my goodness, it is happening. And so Isabel pops up and I'm so excited at that moment. And then she's talking. It felt very Animal
yes,
Crossing where
right.
characters just like, they could talk for a while and it's great. I love reading it and I love hearing the sounds and that little music that plays during while you're sitting in the mayor's office. Regardless, she talks and then eventually I'm like, oh, it's not an Animal Crossing Switch announcement. This is Smash. Like, this is Isabel in Smash. And so she's in Smash. She looks so cute. She is adorable.
Yes, yes.
Such a cute character. And she's beating everybody up. She's top tier. Already going to be my main for sure. I'm going to be playing as Isabel, hands down. But anyways, I'm watching and it's great. But at the same time, I kind of hurt a little bit because I'm like,
yes,
is it going to end after this? Like,
yes,
is this
right.
all that we're going to get? Are they just going to leave us hanging and not give us Animal Crossing? And then Tom Nook pops up and I'm like, oh, my goodness, there's more. There's more. And my first reaction was like, OK, by what Tom Nook said, I was thinking, is Tom Nook going to be in Smash 2? Because
right.
that's cool.
Right.
One, now I want that. Two, I was like, wait, no, it can't just be 2 Smash characters. Come on, you gotta be kidding me. And then he had a line where he said he's got to like prepare a town for people to come home. I forget what it is.
Yes,
I'll read it. But as soon as he said that, I was like, he's talking about Switch. He's... Oh, you know what? Let me back up a little bit, because I thought when Tom Nook like was sitting in the dark and he kind of turned the light on, I was like, oh, Tom Nook, you look so sad,
yes.
like sitting in the dark alone. Either you are a representation of us as Animal Crossing fans feeling like, is that it? Like, do we not get a new game? or you're sad that you're not in Smash.
Right.
Personally, I hope that you're sad because there hasn't been an Animal Crossing game. And so then he says that line, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's coming.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, the between the fade out and them actually showing Animal Crossing 2019, mm-hmm. I felt like those were the longest, that was the longest second of my life. I was like, what is happening? Right, come on, can time speed up right now? It just felt like it went so slow. And I was like, come on. And then things disappeared. And then it pops up on screen. I was like, oh, yes, I can breathe. I can breathe. Oh, it was so much. And then real quick, before I let you tell your side of the story.
Yes.
After the fact, Hotaru pointed out that there was a Switch on his desk in that scene, and watching it back, 100% correct, there's a Switch, a neon Switch to be exact, sitting next to Tom Nook. And then I tweeted this out on Twitter, well, of course, but I put out a tweet and somebody responded, yeah, and Tom Nook was switching the light on and off, or trying to switch it on. And they're like, maybe that's reaching. And I'm like, no, that is intentional. That is straight up intentional. That they planned that whole thing for sure. And so I don't know. When I watch it now, I'm like, oh, clearly I was distracted by the dialogue box.
Yes.
And so I was too distracted to notice the clues of the light being switched on and the switch on the table itself, like straight up in front of me. So that dialogue box, I'm so trained by Animal Crossing to just read everything. And so I was there just reading things for clues. And then so the first clue I got was, you know, that he's got to get a town ready for our homes. So.
Yes, right.
So many emotions in that one tiny, like, I think that was like 2 minutes, that whole thing. Maybe three.
Right. No, not even. It's 1:20 because I'm watching it right now.
Oh, yeah. But with the Isabel thing, I imagine it was almost 3 minutes.
Right.
And so, like, in that span of 3 minutes, I felt so many things. I felt like I was happy that Isabel was in Smash. And most of all, I was happy that she got her own moveset, because that's what I've been calling the whole time. I was like, Isabel's not going to be an Echo Fighter. Isabel is her own dog. She can do whatever she wants. But yeah, so I was happy about that. But then at the same time, I was like, oh, don't let this be it. Don't just let Smash ruin another thing for me.
Right.
Even though, I mean, I'm so excited for Smash, but just me wanting Animal Crossing so bad is getting in the way of my excitement for that. But yeah, okay. You go. Tell me your thoughts. Run me through your experience watching this.
Okay, so I was really enjoying the Direct. There were a lot of cool announcements in news that came out, way more than I was expecting, even considering some of the leaks and the announcements that we already knew of because of different ways or different like tweets and announcements. So when I saw Isabel, honestly, I freaked out a little bit. I got nervous. That's the best way I can describe it. I was nervous, and I was starting to like quiver and just trembling, because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what to do or what to expect. I was like an inch away from my iPad just watching and thinking, what is this? What's going to happen? I know it's Animal Crossing. I know at least that. So I was so nervous, and it felt so slow. Like you said, she was just being herself. She was taking care of the town, and you know, she gets the letter. And that's a huge hint, because that's how the villager was introduced to Smash. But I didn't even think for a second that it was Smash related. I was just so nervous and thinking, what is this? What's going to happen? What am I in for? You know? So when they do say that she's in Smash, I was really happy for her, like you said. And on the record, as far as I'm concerned, you called Isabel being in Smash like the earliest that I can think of. Even myself as a huge Animal Crossing fan, I kind of didn't expect it. But you totally called it, and she has her own moveset. So, man, kudos to you for sure.
Thanks. Yeah, and, you know, it's funny you mentioned, like, the letter thing, because, like, that was running in my head the whole time. Mm. I was just like, villager got a letter in the mail and then came to Smash.
Yes.
Isabel's going to get a letter any moment now.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then when she was talking about the mayor, the villager being busy with the campsite and with Smash, for some reason I just thought, oh, are you getting a spin-off? Are you getting the spin-off? I don't know why I didn't think of the mainline game. I just thought she was going to get a spin-off because I guess in a way they were talking about spin-offs at the time. So
yeah.
Then...
And at this point, we've gotten 3 spin-offs in a row.
Right.
That's all we've gotten.
Right, right. And in a way she did, you know, because she's in Smash, so that was like her spin-off in a way. So that was really cool. Isabelle in Smash, that's awesome. She's definitely going to be in my trio of mains now. Very limited, but she's in it for sure. And then when they showed Tom Nook, I thought that was it. If you recall, they kind of did this for Crom as well. A lot of people wanted Crom, and when they announced, I think, Lucina and Robin, they also kind of hinted at Crom. No, he's not in the game. He's just a Final Smash. I thought they were going to do something like that for Tom Nook. I honestly did. I thought the trailer, the direct, was going to end right then and there. But, you know, it kept going. I didn't notice that he was switching the light on and off on purpose. So, same thing happened. I thought when he said the same thing that, oh, well, I got to get things ready for Isabelle and for the villager, I thought the same thing. Oh, Tom, are you getting your spin-off? You're getting the spin-off game. It's going to be house building, like The Sims or SimCity or something. And then they announced it, and I couldn't believe it. Like I said, since I was so nervous and I didn't know what was going on, it caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it, but in retrospect, this is exactly what I wanted. I just wanted to know that it was in the works in the year. I mean, that's a bonus. I just wanted to know that it was being in the works, and the fact that we know it's 2019, that just seals the deal. I don't care that they didn't show anything else. They didn't show the music. I don't care. I'm happy. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and this is totally reminding me too. Like, I remember last year, the end of last year, when we got the Pocket Camp Direct, right?
Yes.
And I don't know, Nintendo set us up. They said, you know, we're only going to talk about this Pocket Camp game. So that's all we got, essentially. Mm-hmm. They let us know they weren't ready to give us Animal Crossing. But I remember my complaint after that was Fire Emblem had a direct in January before the Switch came out that year. And they got at least like Fire Emblem planned for 2018 on Switch. And I was like, why can't Animal Crossing get that? Like, why? And so now... it's long overdue for me, but this is all I could ever ask for. I agree with you. This is, it's coming next year. Next year. I right now, I guess I'm like, okay, December 31st, 2019, that's when Animal Crossing is here.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to let myself believe it's going to come any earlier. It makes a great holiday game. It's great for the kids. It's going to be flying off shelves.
Yes.
And so it makes sense for it to come out that late. I think the one thing that would make it come out earlier is if Nintendo is worried about Pokemon cannibalizing sales of Animal Crossing.
I don't know if you heard me gasp, but that's why I gasped.
Yes. So, yeah, because, you know, a lot of the audience shares a love for Pokemon and Animal Crossing. We have a lot of crossover between our fandoms, right?
Right.
And so if Nintendo is worried about sales just not doing well because of that, I could see them pushing Animal Crossing up, but also, you know, Pokemon's a big game. I have a feeling it's going to be an 8th generation Pokemon game.
Yes.
And so there's always a chance for that to get delayed, you know? Mm. And then a holiday time for Animal Crossing, that's a good time to put out an Animal Crossing game.
Yes.
Wild World, I think, was one of the only games. City Folk came out around the holiday too, but City Folk did not do as well. But Wild World, until this past summer, was the top-selling Animal Crossing game. Yes. And that was a holiday title, essentially, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I think that's... I don't want to get my hopes up for an earlier release, But it is a possibility. I will say that it's a possibility based on the audience of both Pokemon and Animal Crossing. I love both. I'm getting both for sure. I'm getting the Pokemon this year. We're going to have two. But at that point, like, we have... this is going to be a second Pokemon game. Maybe they're not worried about that. They're like, oh, people have already had the chance to play Pokemon on the Switch. They haven't had the chance to play Animal Crossing. Yes. We're not worried about those sales at all.
Right.
And I don't think they'll ever worry about Pokemon sales because those games are always just going to do really well.
Yes, right.
So, yeah. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts as far as, like, 2019 releases?
Yes, I think the way you're approaching it is perfect. It makes sense. I feel bad for not agreeing. Because, yeah, your approach is perfectly makes sense. I'm trying to convince myself to put it as a December game so that I'm not disappointed, but I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna expect it in September. The reason being, that September is gonna be 2 years after the announcement of Pocket Camp, almost the release of Pocket Camp too, and mm-hmm. it's gonna be a year after the announcement of the game, you know, which we just had today. I feel mm-hmm. like September is a great time for a game like that. Usually there's not a humongous game on the Nintendo systems on September. And not only that, but it would be really cool to have the game in time for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Like, it would be awesome to have a really big holiday for the first 3 months of the game being available.
Oh, I just geeked out over that. Animal Crossing in October and November is my favorite thing. It is so delightful playing Animal Crossing during those months.
Yes.
Even now, like, I've been playing a lot more, and I can tell the seasons are changing. Things are feeling real nice in my new Leaf Town. I do want to add as well to your guess. That matches what Fire Emblem is doing.
Ooh.
Fire Emblem, they had a direct. The app came out shortly after that, but 2 years later, we're getting the Fire Emblem, like, Switch game.
Yes.
So it kind of matches, considering Animal Crossing, we had the Pocket Camp direct. The Pocket Camp app came out a little bit later.
Right.
But we just had to wait another year for the actual mainline announcement. And, oh, okay, I don't want to forget mentioning this. Nintendo, the official Animal Crossing Twitter has announced that this is a new mainline Animal Crossing.
Yes, yes.
Just in case anybody had any questions about it, they did tweet out and they used the words mainline. So, rest assured that this is going to be a new big game. So good. Okay. But yeah, so that follows the formula where there was a mobile direct and then 2 years later, the game comes out, like the mainline game.
Yes.
So I think you're onto something there. And honestly, I wouldn't mind that for the release date just because those are some of my favorite months to play Animal Crossing. And the one thing I would say is Luigi's Mansion 3 was announced at the yes. very beginning of the direct, and that seems like an October title to me.
Oh, yes. For sure, so, for sure, yeah.
Would it be too close to Luigi's Mansion 3, or... I don't know. I guess I always consider Animal Crossing kind of time-proof.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't matter when you put it out.
Yes.
Just because, like, you can just play Animal Crossing anytime, and it's great.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So... oh, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so excited. I can't believe it did happen.
I know. Another big timing thing is that Haken. I mean, somehow you had the motivation to begin Haken, you know, almost a year ago in September. And very soon thereafter, we got the announcement of Pocket Camp. So, I mean, you had a feeling. I feel like you had a feeling. And, you know, this September matches with the announcement of the game. I just want them to make September the official month of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about, you know, Haken itself a lot more in that 1 year anniversary episode. But I do want to say, at the point where I started the podcast versus, say, E3 2017. So E3 2017 happened, which mm-hmm. was June, mm-hmm. I believe,
yes.
that year. September, so a few months later, I started this podcast. And during E3 2017, I went into that and I said, no, this is not the year. This is not when Animal Crossing is getting announced. There are a lot of things that have already been announced. A lot of big titles that are coming throughout the rest of the year. I don't think they're coming out with Animal Crossing this year. I don't know if they're coming... end of next year felt like the most probable timeline for me.
Right.
And so when I started the podcast, I was like, okay, I think in about a year, we're going to have a new Animal Crossing game. Now, I was wrong about that, but... Not 100% wrong, because within this year, we got the announcement for an Animal Crossing game. So I was worried that I had miscalculated. It's what I think about all the time. So it was a guess on my part. But I said, you know what? We're going to be doing this for a year and we're going to find out. And so there it is. It happened. and this has been a crazy day. It's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy month.
You brought up a good point that we could have been geeking out like this a week ago. That's crazy to think about, yeah.
We could have known this last week. Last Thursday, when this thing was scheduled, that would have been it. Like, we would have known at that point. And then it gave... So when last Thursday rolled around, I wasn't expecting too much. I was like, oh, you know what? This is working. I'm not too hyped. I'm not going to get my hopes up. Maybe I won't be brokenhearted after this one. And then we got another extra week to stew on it.
Right.
And I was like, great. Now we know, like, a direct is coming. And just as the week went by, more and more people got more and more hyped for it. So eventually I couldn't, it was overwhelming. I gave in. I got hyped and I was like, I'm waiting for it now.
Nice.
So yeah, that extra week was really what pushed me into getting really hyped. But if it would have happened last week, I would have went in and been like, okay, cool. And then it just would have blown my mind.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it still blew my mind this time. Hands down.
Yes.
But just like if it happened last week with me expecting nothing, that would have been crazy.
Yes.
But now I was expecting everything.
And you know what? It's funny because to me it was the opposite. Last week I was really expecting it. Like I said, corny joke, I'm really feeling it like Shulk. But, you know, the week happened and we got a lot of announcements like we said. So I was kind of thinking, well, this direct is just going to be, in a way, a rehash of these announcements. We're probably not going to get a lot of cool new things. Just as a side note, even without Animal Crossing, I love this direct. I got so many great games that I'm looking forward to that are awesome. But the fact that they went ahead and announced Animal Crossing, I cannot believe it. I was not expecting it as much as last week. It's awesome.
Yeah. And what helped was definitely the opening was great, because I was just like, oh, cool. They're starting with 3DS things. It's Luigi's Mansion. We know. I wonder what they're going to show us from it. But then it was Luigi's Mansion 3. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's a pretty big announcement to start it off with.
Yes.
And I know for a fact we're going to get a one more thing type of announcement. And then that's when it felt more real. But it just slowed down time for me. It started going like, okay, all right, the time is moving really slow. We're only in 10 minutes in. Oh, I can't believe that. And then another 5 minutes roll by. We're not even halfway done with this thing.
Right.
And so it just felt like so slow leading up to that announcement. And then I was like, there's one more thing. And then it was happening. And I don't know. It's blowing my mind. I wanted to say real quick, it's hilarious that it's happening now, because last E3 2018, June 12th, 2018 to be exact, it was the morning of Nintendo's presentation. And the day before, I guess I was just thinking, you know, like, this could be it. Like, I just had a great job interview. Maybe I'm finally going to get a new job. And maybe, like, the Nintendo E3 is happening tomorrow. Maybe they're going to announce Animal Crossing. Like, if all of this stuff happens, that's going to be all on one day. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
And if it doesn't, well, that's a bummer. So it didn't happen. I didn't get that job. Animal Crossing didn't come. And I was just like, wow, what a turn. These events are crazy.
Right.
And then fast forward to today now, I'm starting a new job finally on right. Monday. And so I've been trying so hard to find that new job to go to.
Right.
But I found one. I'm starting that Monday. And then Animal Crossing gets announced. And I'm like, imagine if I knew, like, 3 months ago when I was super let down by all of this.
Right.
That I'd be sitting here and just feeling great.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of what the E3 was for me. Like, there was, like, a string of bummers. And then now it's just, like, a string of amazing news.
Yes. And they're all connected by this wonderful thing that we call Animal Crossing.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I felt like I spent a lot of time kind of stressed out about these things. And, yeah, now that it's happened, it feels good. It feels like, wow, now we just wait.
Yes.
And we get to, I don't know. I feel like I expressed this on the show, but I'm like, we need something to talk about. Like, we need some Animal Crossing news.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. How long are we going to be waiting patiently? Like, right now we got the announcement that we've been dying to get, you know, and we didn't get any gameplay footage or details about features and changes. How long are we going to wait patiently for those? You know, we're happy now. We're happy now, and it makes sense. You know, we got what we wanted. But there's going to be a point where we're going to be, okay, can you show us a little more?
Yeah, I know. Dragon mentioned, he's in this voice chat listening right now, but Dragon mentioned in our Discord that usually there's like a end of the year direct, December. If it's late, it'll be January or February. So
right.
I don't know. I'd expect to see some things then. I think it'd be strange not to see things at this point, just because, like, that's a major announcement for
yes.
Nintendo. That's a huge thing. This is also the first, like, mainline game that hasn't been announced at an E3. So I'm wondering now when we're going to get an Animal Crossing Direct. There's so many things I want to see. But I just remembered. So earlier today, I did do a live stream where I was just, you know, walking around my new Leaf Town, but talking to everybody and celebrating, because this is a time to rejoice. It's so amazing. But I was talking on there and I mentioned the possibilities of seeing a Nintendo Switch, like, Animal Crossing themed console.
Yes.
And I mentioned it would be less likely to see a pro controller, but I do remember that some of the phrasing in the, I guess, what was it, the trademarks that went through at the beginning of this year?
Right.
Did include a pro controller. So there was, like, controllers listed in the, I guess, trademarks. So I think there might be a pro controller that comes to like Animal Crossing themed. I don't know. I'd have to double check that, but I would get that instantly.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? Do you think we're going to see a Animal Crossing Switch?
Oh yes,
not the
for
game,
sure.
But like the Switch system.
Yes, definitely. I mean, today's Direct had two, basically, Pokemon and Smash. The fact that they're both around the holidays kind of also hints that if Animal Crossing gets one, it's going to be a holiday game. I hope that's not the case. I'm going to stick with September, man, until September comes. And if it doesn't come out, then, okay, I guess I'll wait for November.
Well, the one thing about September is I 100% think we will see some gameplay footage by then. Just because,
yes.
You know, E3 will have happened by then. So we're going to get some... Oh my gosh, I'm already thinking of, like, the Nintendo Treehouse playing Animal Crossing during the Nintendo Treehouse.
Yes.
Oh, this E3 is going to be the E3 to go to. For anybody who can afford it, I wish I could. But if you can go to E3 this next year, I promise you, it will be unbeatable with the in terms of like what Nintendo stuff you can play.
Yes,
judging
yes.
by how kind of limited Nintendo was 2018,
right.
I think they've been saving a lot of their heavy hitters for next year.
Yes, I mean, Animal Crossing first and foremost, and then probably the Pokemon game, and maybe Metroid Prime 4 at least, and who knows what else.
Yeah, who knows? People are still waiting for Bayonetta 3 to get more of an announcement,
yes.
more footage from that. We've got Luigi's Mansion 3 now on the way. So many sequels to things.
Yes.
Next Pokemon game, who knows what we'll know about that by then.
Right. And yeah. you touched on a good point earlier that Nintendo it's always showcasing their upcoming games in directs, like bits and pieces. They don't just do like a big direct and then just wait until the game comes out. With that in mind, I do expect to see a little bit about Animal Crossing before E3, maybe once, mm-hmm. maybe twice, but then definitely way more details at E3. But, you know, we are always seeing Super Mario Party. So I definitely expect to see details on Animal Crossing on a Nintendo Direct that's not until E3.
Yeah, we have been getting like a lot more footage from Super Mario Party. So yeah, I definitely expect there to just be a steady stream of content when they're ready to show us.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a little while right now. Like,
yes.
We're not going to see Animal Crossing in the next like month or two. But, you know, by the next Direct... It's totally possible.
Yes.
I do want to point out, Dragonflame has also mentioned an Isabelle doc would be adorable. Yes.
Yes.
That is a fact. Isabelle is so cute. I loved her little thing. Well, first I had to get over the mix of emotions that I had
right.
during the Isabelle portion Isabelle and Smash at first. But once I watched it again, I was like, great. 100% in. So, yeah, it's pretty great. I don't know how long we're going to chat. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Sergio, about anything that we're talking about?
Yes, there is something. In a way, it doesn't matter anymore. But it's related to Animal Crossing, and I'm really, really curious. So I feel like we got the announcement of the game because of the announcement of Isabelle in Smash, you know? And I'm just wondering if they kind of had to hold on to it on purpose. Like, maybe they could have announced it at E3, but maybe Sakurai wasn't exactly sure or exactly ready to show Isabelle, you know, in Smash. I'm very curious, and I hope eventually they do address it and we kind of find out why we had to wait so long for this announcement.
Yeah, and I do think... I do appreciate the way Nintendo has been handling these announcements, mostly because I think of Metroid back last year, 2017, at E3. So we got the Metroid Prime 4 announcement, and I honestly feel they mostly announced it just because they knew they were announcing yet another 3DS Metroid game,
yeah.
and people would be furious. And so... this time around, I was like, nah, don't do us like this. Don't just give us Isabelle and Smash. You need to go all the way. You need to give us Animal Crossing right now. And so I think they were very aware of the backlash they would receive if it were only Isabelle coming to Smash.
Right.
So I think that's a good call. Definitely just let us know. Like, if you're... because at this point, like, I am 100% of the belief now, in hindsight... because at first I wasn't confident we were going to get an Animal Crossing announcement in 2018.
Right.
But now looking at it, I'm like, oh, well, if they're going to announce Isabelle for Smash, they have to let us know Animal Crossing is coming out. Otherwise, we'd be so mad. We'd be mad that we're not getting the whole thing.
Right, right. And I'm already thinking too deep into it. Like, I'm thinking, okay, so if Isabelle is in Smash, so maybe she's not going to be part of the next game. And maybe... Tom Nook is going to play a bigger role. Maybe there's going to be a new character that is your assistant. But on the other hand, you know, Isabelle is popular. So she's kind of the mascot of the series now. So I don't want her to go. But who knows? I mean, who knows what they're thinking? Who knows what's going on?
Yeah. Isabel is wildly popular.
Yes.
My friend who, you know, he doesn't own a Switch right now. He plays Nintendo here and there, but right now he's really into his PS4, right? He messaged me. I just kind of sent him a link to the Direct, and then he messaged me, and he's like, Isabel is so cute. Because he played the last Animal Crossing, but like it's undeniable that Isabel is a great character. They cannot leave her out of Animal Crossing at this point. She is like the character to have at this point. I think Tom Nook is in a shadow now. He used to be the shadow, but Isabel owns this town. She could be mayor if she wants. Also, funny enough, like if you read that portion again where they revealed Isabel for Smash, you could honestly pick up and think like, oh, are we playing as animals now? Just because Isabel was like, what if I were mayor, you know?
Right. Yes, that's
so,
right.
So like I was like, oh, reading back on this, like I feel like somebody out there thought, oh, maybe we're gonna play as animals now instead of people, you know? So that was pretty interesting to me. But it's so dang exciting. I cannot believe this is happening. A question for everybody listening now. On a scale from 1, with 1 being the lowest hype, to 10 being the highest hype, what level are you at? I'm seeing 11, 12K. Sergio snuck a 10 in there. Cyborg Giro, 9. Jax, 8.5. Jessica Lynn, 1,000. Emily with 2 E's says it's over 9,000. Digicho, 10,000. Jax, I'm a bit tired to be that hype. That makes sense. We are recording this even late for us. Sergio, you had simultaneously the best day and worst day because you couldn't get on your computer to chat with me sooner. But I'm so glad that your technical issues were fixed and we could finally talk about this. Yeah, I just can't believe it. It's still crazy to me.
And, you know, some of the first reactions that I saw, and I agree with Tom Nook saved us. Tom Nook has redeemed himself. If he was ever bad, I never really thought of him as bad. I know he kind of is. but now, I mean, look at what he did, you know?
Tom Nook is a hero. Everybody who's ever said Tom Nook is the worst and they hate them, they're wrong.
Yes.
Tom Nook has single-handedly bringing us Animal Crossing Switch.
Yes.
You heard what he had to say. He said, I've got a lot of work to do. He's got a lot of work to do. He didn't say his team. Well, I mean, Tom Nook, also, I'm sure he's not one for giving credit to other people, but he's working on this. He is working on Animal Crossing. He told us that it's coming. Isabel didn't tell us. Isabel's going off to Smash to do her thing, but Tom Nook saved our lives.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe he was invited, but he said, you know what? No, I got to be the responsible one. If Isabel is going to be in Smash 2, I got to do her job, and I got to get the town ready. I'm sacrificing my Smashness for the next Animal Crossing. And I mean, how thankful can we be? Definitely.
You know what? And now I'm thinking, because I mean, I totally am down to see Tom Nook in the next Animal Crossing game. But now I'm thinking, I think you posted in another chat that little comic strip of Waluigi receiving an invitation to go to Smash. And
yes.
Daisy was kind of crying, but Waluigi gives her his invitation. And it was very sweet comic, very touching,
yes.
But I could easily see that being the case with Tom Nook and Isabel, where Tom Nook receives an invitation to go to Smash, but then he goes ahead and hands it over to Isabel because that girl works hard. Nobody can deny that. She does not sleep.
Yes.
She deserves a break to, you know, just let it all out. I'm sure she's frustrated working an office, especially in a political position. She's got a lot of stress that she needs to work with. So nothing better than to do that by smashing other characters. So
yes. Hey, maybe the next game, your assistant, your secretary is going to be Tom Nook.
Wouldn't that be great? I'd love to see his little sweater vest belly. So cute. But yeah, I think Tom Nook's too busy still in real estate. He's really found his fit there.
Right.
But yeah, I'm ready. I'm so ready for this. I can't believe it's happening. We're going to be seeing new Animal Crossing things. And for a game that we all want, like, I know not a lot of us were hyped about a lot of these spin-off series. Happy Home Designer, not too many people got it. I personally love the game, but I know it was like a second 3DS game. I give that one a pass mostly because it's like the first spin-off that we've ever gotten that's Animal Crossing, and I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, I would say it's the biggest of the spin-offs for sure.
Yeah, and then Amiibo Festival. Amiibo Festival happened, and I think that was, you know, the disappointment. I am posting my video tomorrow about the 5 features I want back from Amiibo Festival.
Right.
It's edited. It's ready to go. I just have to upload it. But somehow I came up with 5, so I hope you all like that. But I think at that point, people were wanting a new mainline game, and they're like, okay, 2 spinoffs. The next one's got to be a mainline game. And then we got a third with Pocket Camp. And now this is it. That's it. We're done with the spinoffs. We're done waiting on new Animal Crossing. Well, we're not done waiting, but we're done waiting for an announcement of a new Animal Crossing. So it's great. I'm so happy that it's just happening. And now we get to look forward to a direct where we're going to see new things. And I expect to see new characters, new amiibo, and co-op. That's what I want to see.
Ooh, yes. Yes. No, it's completely different. Like, we're in a completely different area now. We're no longer waiting for the announcement. We're just waiting for details. It hasn't hit me yet. Like, I want to enjoy the excitement of the announcement. But, I mean, if you think about it, it's going to be a completely different feeling and completely different atmosphere. We're just waiting for something. I mean, we already know. It's awesome to know that.
Yeah, and now that you're saying think about it, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I've admitted in the past that I've been sour about announcements, and I've just been like, you know what, I get it, cool things are coming, but I can't fully appreciate them until I know that Animal Crossing is coming too. And now I feel like I'm going to go into these things and I'm going to be like, I can fully appreciate this because I have what I'm getting already. I'm getting what I want. So, yeah, it's definitely a selfish thing. But I don't know. I feel like other people share in that feeling.
Yes, yes. And if there are any games announced for 2020, those are going to suffer because we're going to be busy.
Yeah, I don't even know how I'm going to play all those games. There's so many things I'm hyped for now. Right. I got Super Mario Party next month, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu after that, Super Smash Bros. After that.
Yes.
January is, I don't know what January is, but sometime in the spring is Fire Emblem, which I love so much. And then also Yoshi, I think, got a spring 2019 confirmation.
Yes, and that one is looking amazing.
Yoshi, Animal Crossing at some point, Luigi, I'm going to guess October, and then another Pokemon in like November or something. That, I'm using my fingers right now. That's 8 fingers that I just listed. And that is a lot of really great stuff. January's new Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, right?
Yes.
Dragon's got my back. Yeah, so January's got something. That's one of the few games that I didn't get on Wii U. So.
Oh, okay. You're in for a good game.
Yeah, I think the one thing that sticks out with new Super Mario Bros. Is that you have multiplayer. Like, you're playing Mario levels with multiple people, and Mario Maker doesn't do that, you know?
Yes, and it's pick up and play. It's perfect for the Switch.
Yeah, so that is a way that it still distinguishes itself as a, like, 2D Ooh. Mario game, you know?
Yeah, Dragon brings up a good point. If it has online play, that's going to be really, really cool.
If it has online play, yes, I'm getting it.
Yes.
Because I didn't have it
that,
before.
That decides it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed new Super Mario Bros. Games in the past. So if it has online, I'm in.
Yes. And, you know, today we just got, I guess, quote-unquote details on the online service. I just feel like they could have gone more into detail about everything. But I just feel that Nintendo is going to be promoting online in their games. And that's something we're going to see in Animal Crossing for sure. I mean, they're just going to have to take it to a whole new level.
Yeah, I could see like a whole slew of patches to turn their non-online games into online online games. Like yes. Kirby, that just came out this year. That I would totally get it if it had online. That's the only thing that held me back from getting that game. Yeah, so online everything would be great. But yeah, overall, we didn't get too many details on online, but I'm pretty excited for it to come on Tuesday. I'm going to be backing up my saves and then finally, sending in my Switch for some repairs. Much needed.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess I don't think we're going to take this too much longer. We are hyped. We hope you're all hyped. Any closing statements, Sergio?
Oh man, no! I'm just so happy. It's like a load off our shoulders. You know, we don't have to be waiting for the announcement. Now we can just patiently. I feel a lot at peace. Like I can wait much longer now.
Yeah. And once again, this is a bonus episode. Usually we're out on Tuesdays. This one's coming out whenever I'm done editing it later right now. but of course, you all listening have heard it at this point. But once again, I want to remind you all, the next episode is our 1 year anniversary episode. And it's going to be fun. Send us messages. They will be featured on the episode. I don't know how long that one will go. It'll probably go long because we're going to go through history of yes. this show, history of what's happened in Animal Crossing, in the Animal Crossing world since yes. the show has started. It's going to be so much fun, and we truly appreciate all of you who are here in this journey with us, because I know all of us in the chat this morning were just like nonstop about this. We were all hyped. There was no way to avoid it. We needed an Animal Crossing announcement today, and Nintendo delivered. So I'm so happy to celebrate this all with you. And yes. usually I have my whole outro spiel. We don't have anything written down for this episode. It was just off the cuff and just to celebrate everything that's happening.
Yes. And regardless of when you joined us, you know, we have been waiting for this announcement for a while, but regardless of when you joined, this is a completely new era for us, for Animal Crossing fans, for Haken, and for you, because now we're just waiting for details, and now we have a year to look forward to. Like I said, best year, definitely. So, you know, wait with us, and we'll be happy next year for sure.
Yeah, it'll be great. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to love everyone. All right, bye.
Goodbye, everybody.